Hello and welcome
Blog Talk
tonight.
Radio.
Hello and welcome tonight. I hope you're ready for a fun time. We are ready to have fun with you. You've called the 516-453-6081 for that Psychics Gone Wild fun. It is going to be fun. For those of you who know what's happening with the Mercury, we're having a retrograde, which means things will be fixed. This is a time to really sit down and get those things going, things that have been kind of setting off. This is a day to do it. We have Mars behind it, so we're having a lot of really positive energy. A lot of individuals have been connected to me, Jethro, and asking me and about their head. They're having situations where they're feeling aches and pains. This is normal during this time. Just take it cautious. Be sure that you're able to, you know, get things going there and you're working out with your life and things to go. Tonight, I'm going to bring you guys know her as Shira. Shira's our very strong, very gifted, very wonderful psychic friend. How are you doing tonight, Shira?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing well. How are you?
Glad. I'm just happy to be here. I got you on the line and we got people going, where's she at? We want to hear what's going on in the world.
Got
a lot of people, so we're gonna. And tonight, for you guys that are calling in, we're gonna just do the 4 or 5 minutes. We apologize. We're gonna a little bit of a slow show on the fact that we got into you guys for half an hour. So make sure that you guys are connected and ready to go. I will go hello, and then you will let me know your name, and you can give us a short briefing. This is what I'm looking about tonight to help save time for you and us, and we welcome all you fans. Make sure you follow us there on the right with that little link and click Psychics Gone Wild. Why are we wild is what I'm having people that are new to the show. We're wild because we give away prizes. You go to psychicjethro.com, and you can put in for some really good prizes free to send to your house. We pick winners randomly through the radio show as we're going here, and we welcome all of you guys that have wanted to win those prizes. We'll be giving away a couple $100 worth of prizes of books, stones, necklaces, readings, and those things that make all of us a little wild. Shira, I do have a question for you, and I'm going to ask you this question here from a couple of our emails that are sending in. Remember, Psychics Gone Wild Room, for those of you on Facebook, you can follow along with us. I need to know, Shira, if I'm doing the right thing. I am spiritually in love with this person, but every time I try to talk to him, we physically have had things happen. I'm very believe in the faith, but I feel like he doesn't want to tell me what I should or shouldn't do, and I like that about him, but I have asked him if he wanted to be a serious relationship, and he told me that he's worried that the higher power and the light is not letting us be together. Does that make sense, or is he just telling me this because he isn't wanting to date me?
Hi. You know, to me, I feel like it doesn't make sense because, you know, light brings people together. There's an attraction with light, and there's a coming together with light. So for him to feel that way, there must be something going on with him. Have you ever or often wondered or even asked him, how does he feel around with that light? Because it sounds like there may be just a connection that may be missing there.
Oh, very good. And those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Shira discussing relationships and other things that we want to know about for our future. We're going to grab those phones because I've got them calling me. Jethro, if you don't let me in the radio show tonight, I'm not going to give you any pizza in New York. Well, I got to get that pizza. So let's get on there and get this going. 312, it's me and you and Shira. We'll be taking turns on the reading. So Shira will be going first in the lane. What would you like to know, 312?
Hi, my name's Elizabeth, and I'm in Chicago.
Welcome.
Hi, Elizabeth from Chicago.
I have some advice for Jethro. Play hard to get.
Okay, thank you.
Play hard to get. Don't be too available.
Even
there
with
you
pizza?
Go.
Thank
Eat
you,
this,
Elizabeth.
Honey, it's Chicago.
I love it. Thank you. Wonderful. Welcome. Do you have a question for us you'd like us to look at for your future, Elizabeth?
Well, my partner died in February, and the brother is trying to oust me out of the house so he can sell it. And I have court dates coming up about all that. I'm just wondering what the next 6 months look like.
Yes. I feel like the next 6 months may be a little challenging because of the process that you may have to go through. Overall, I believe you're going to have what you desire. But during the interim of that there will be some little challenges that may come up for you. But it's nothing that you can't overcome. So I'm glad to know that and share that with you. You know, just stay focused on what you really need to do in spite of what may come up, and you'll be happy and you'll have the victory.
So it's one day at a time, pretty much. One foot
definitely
in front of the
one
other.
Day. Yes. Yeah. Be patient. Really be patient with yourself, too, you know, because like I said, it's a process, but it will be well worth it.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome, my dear.
And Jethro, go out and see other people, and then he'll, you know, you'll be hearing from him.
Thank you. You know, and I love Elizabeth. She's psychically reading me. I have just met her, you guys, over the radio, and she's very accurate. We're going to have her on the show here with me and Shira because I could feel her vibration, and I love it. Thank you, Elizabeth. Go to jethro.com and put in maybe you could be one of our prizes there in Chicago. And in Christmas, we'll be giving away a lot of prizes from the people who put in. We love you, and thank you for calling us, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I really enjoy your show. This is the first time. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yay.
Awesome. Yeah.
You have the best show. The best show on Blog Talk. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
you're
Elizabeth.
Welcome.
We've got Mercury. We just met our new friend. Elizabeth is our family. We love her in Chicago. We're grabbing the phones. Those of you kicking, they're going, Jethro, what happened to you? We're here. What do you mean, what happened to me? 805, you're live, 805.
Oh, yes. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Shira. This is Donna from California. Huh? Hope you're all doing well.
Oh, great.
Hi, Donna. We are. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to know about my love life. Or finances, one of the two, whatever you're picking up, please.
I am feeling, Donna, with the energy of your relationship, they're telling me that it has to be someone else. I feel like there's someone else that needs to be brought into the picture. I see that you have things and stuff there that's kind of right now causing a little bit of awkwardness or something. Is there someone that you really had wanted to date or be with and it didn't work out is what I'm seeing?
No, maybe 20 years ago, but I was in a 12-year relationship 10 years ago. He passed, but I haven't been with anybody since. I did get on Match.com about 2 weeks ago. I spoke with three fellows, but I wasn't interested, and I don't know if that's the venue that perhaps I'll meet someone I'm on for another 3 months.
I feel that's the venue. I feel that situations where I'm glad you said that. You know, you've got to, and you are choosy, and that's what they're telling me. They're also showing me that the other situation, there's something about the finances that will be expanded or working out, but I feel like that's a connection. You know, you like to do things here with, I keep seeing food. I keep seeing things that are working there towards something that you could do and help somebody get orchestrated into what they enjoy. They're telling me food.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of a caregiver too.
Mm.
When I work, I'm not working now, but when I do, I'm a caregiver. Yeah.
I feel that's coming back, and you'll be back doing it here a little later on when it's the right time. And we love you, Donna. Definitely thank you for calling us from California and put in at Psychics Gone Wild, PsychicJethro.com. That's our new website, PsychicJethro.com. And continue listening. We love you.
I will. Love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Shira, and we're getting wilder by the minute. 856, you're in. The phones are filling. You guys, we love you. We're going to be going through as quickly as reading as many of you can give a sample. Remember to go on the site and get the reading so then you can get the full time. Shira, we have 856 is here to talk to you. Shira.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I would like a general reading, if that's okay.
Oh,
sure,
of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have permission to read you?
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Okay. And I didn't quite catch your name there. I'm sorry.
Laura. I'm Laura.
Laura?
Yes, Laura.
All right. All right, Laura. Laura, I feel like there's something that may have happened or something that's coming up that you're not quite sure about yet. You may have some questions or doubts.
Well, I don't know.
I'm
trying to get a job.
I'm sorry, you're trying to get a job, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So there's a particular job that you may want that you're not sure about?
Well, there's somebody contacted me that he's contacted me in the past and nothing ever seems to come from it. And he contacted me yesterday about a contract, but I'm not sure anything out of it because every time he contacts me in the past, nothing's happened.
Yeah, that's why I was getting feelings that there was some uncertainty there and you're questioning. Yes, of course. You may want to just continue on your search. Because I feel like there's something else that's for you. Something that you would really enjoy. I feel like there's things that you really enjoy when it comes to working and stuff. Kind of free-spirited in a way. And you enjoy what you like to do. Whatever it is that you like, you enjoy it. Are you like that?
Yeah, there are certain aspects that I like.
Perfect. We love you, Laura. That's a general reason we have to go on now with other ones. We thank you for calling in. Definitely get a hold of us, and we can give you a full one. We got one there. Thank you so much. 218, we're in next to go, and we've got only a few minutes for each person. We thank you, 218. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good tonight. I'm just wondering how finances are going to go, right now for our rent and my job.
Can I get permission by your first name?
Samora.
Samora, I did see there's really stress there. I feel like that this has been not a very easy time there for your family, is what I'm feeling. And the guides are showing me that there is going to be some things. I feel like you have someone else that's helping you there with the finance. I feel there's another person that is looking at working on some things that the income just, I feel like there's hardly any income coming in. Is it a person helping you?
Yes, we're doing our best.
That's what I felt, and I'm very impressed, and my hat off to you with the prayers. The guides are showing me there is going to be something here that clears and comes in. I feel like you're working with them and going, and there's something opening for to more of an income. I feel like this may be an outside opportunity or job or something. It seems like what's been happening is you guys are just barely making it with what's going on right now is what I'm hearing, and I hear you're about a little behind.
Yes, we are.
That's what I feel. And they're telling me that there's going to be some financial things coming in here on October 22nd. They said, I'm getting the guides telling me that for your family, there is the blessing. You know, Matthew asking, we shall receive. You guys are doing so much effort to make sure and give that extra help. I feel like there's been something that the hours of the financial, there has to be something to bring in a little more money to cover everything is what I'm getting told.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. what I feel, and I feel that's going to happen for you, and I hope that helps you a little bit. Definitely get a hold of us, you know, when things are a little dear on psychicjethro.com, and hopefully you'll win one of our half an hour readings, and we'll get really into some couple of places and stuff, because your guides are really quick. I can see they're listening to the prayers. They said they will help you, just hang in for what you've got, and I wish you the best in these times we're in. We're all, you know, we're in this together, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love all of you guys that are contacting us here. We are going a little quick, and I had someone say, Jethro, these are quick readings. It is. We've got a lot of people and a short time to get there. So me and Shira are going to do what they can't be done, and that is handle and help with as many people as we can get. 917, you're in with Shira.
I'm taking my call. How are you today?
Great. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you. My name is Felicia, and I have a question for you. I keep hearing the words, I'm intuitive myself, and I think I kind of know what it means. So I keep hearing the words, your biological clock is ticking. So just want to know, what are they trying to tell me?
Your biological clock is ticking. What Spirit is telling me, that your biological clock, which is, it's time, it has to do with time. And the time that you have right now is to keep going and doing what you're doing. Don't feel any pressure behind this here. They're saying like it's not really psychological, nor is it physical. It's just the time itself, and you being who you are. I feel like there's times that you feel like you put pressure on yourself at times, and it's like, I got to get this done, and oh my God, let me hurry up, and and they don't want you to be that way. It's like, no, time is on your side. So know that time is on your side, and it's going to be okay. And that, you know, it's like if you change your thoughts, then you can change your way of life. All right.
Thank you, Felicia.
Okay.
We love you.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome.
And those of you that are tuning in tonight, we're doing a half an hour. Normally, we're an hour show, and we go and go and go. We're giving you guys this opportunity. We're looking at psychicjethro.com right now, and Ted Montanaloya, I hope I said that right. I'm sorry, Ted. In Albuquerque, you have won yourself an amethyst necklace that'll be going out to you. And thank you for listening in. We have Sabrina in New York. I got you, Jethro. That's who it is. I love that. That's Sabrina, and her last name is I Got You, Jethro. Okay, I got you too, Sabrina, and you'll be getting an amethyst necklace for going to psychicjethro.com. We hope you're enjoying this. Please follow us and go with it. I had a lot of individuals who want those longer readings. I would love that, and we will work with you guys. So help us, help you, follow us, help do this. Connect over there. I have right now a special that I'm doing for people who want a 15-minute reading, a one-on-one, phone, Zoom, how do you want to do it? And I will help you. We've got that with Shira. Just write us there and say, I want Shira, and I will help Shira get contact with you. We do need to have an email or a phone number. We are psychic, but, you know, we have to have those connections. I have someone here, Denise. I apologize, but we don't have anything but your first name. I would love to give a prize to you if you contact me back and send me there. I don't have anything else. We will try to work out and give you a necklace. So I hope you're having fun. Shira, you guys that are on the phone, hang tight for just a second. We're going to quiz her a little bit on, we got another email here. Shira, I'm too embarrassed to talk on the phone. I have been in this relationship for 6 years. I will say this, my relationship, my man never wants to be very close, or shall I just say sexual. He did tell me that it's because he works all these hours. Now, I understand we are in our late 50s, and I understand as time goes on, but should I worry? Is there another woman I need to take out, or is he really just tired?
Hi there. You know, I feel like there's a couple of things going on with him. And one is that, yes, he is tired, and the type of work that he does has tired him. But let me also encourage you to, I don't feel like there's really anyone else, but just a word of encouragement that I have known to do or others to do is, you know what, dress your best, dress sexy, do something different, find out what arouses him. And whatever arouses him, that may give him a different mindset. You know, be free with yourself. Just go all the way out, all the things that you love. If there's some things that you may notice in the past that you may have done, maybe you guys a while back, bring it back to life. Bring it, just bring it on and see what happens. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Love you guys, and we're going to continue to grab those phones. We got some more, and thank you so much, Shira. I am working with Jethro right now and want to someday meet you. He has told us that they're going to be giving away coming to his circle there in California, and I can do it on WebEx. I am right now very hopeful. This is Tilly. Jethro knows me. I have met him before and loved his psychic circles he did in Florida and other places. Tilly, you won. I just went to pick this up and read it as we were pulling out. You will be getting an email from me, Psychic Jethro, and it will tell you, click on this WebEx link and come meet us, because me and Shira will be here Friday night. Now, we're 7 o'clock Eastern time. I've had a lot of you 7 p.m. Pacific time. You see, I'm still on the wrong coast. So if you are on the East Coast, that is 10 o'clock your time. So we can work it and make sure that you get to have that time with us. I hope you're enjoying yourself. We are, and this is one of the funnest things that we've been doing, is giving you guys readings. Shira, I want to know from you. I can tell that when you were on the phone before, you're an African-American woman. I am also African-American woman. Is it true that we are stronger sometimes in our psychic ability? Tell me honestly, sister, am I feeling that we do have the power?
Yes, we do. It's like we're above the crop. Yes, definitely. Especially when you're really in tune with yourself. And, you know, some of the things that I do to be that I am is like meditation. I do automatic writing, and automatic writing is just, I just write and I connect with my higher self, and it's just amazing. So yes, I do believe that, definitely.
Thank you for tuning in. Definitely get that time with us as you can. I'm grabbing another phone. I always want to get another phone. It's telling me the next one we've got here is, I hope this is 702. Have you, hello, 702.
Jethro, thank you for taking my call, and hello to the guest.
Welcome. We love having you call in. Your voice is familiar. I feel like I have probably read for you before.
I'm sure you have, some years ago. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. What question you got for us today? What can we do to help you, our dear friend?
Oh, yes. I recently reconnected with a college friend that I was really, wanted to someday get in a relationship with, but she ended up marrying a guy, right before I, decided to make my move. But she's going through a divorce right now, and I may be heading that direction. And so I just want to know if you guys can pick up, what purpose does she serve for my life?
Sure, I'm going to let you get this. I've got a little bit of stuff I'm handling in the back, and I apologize with your name, but I'll let you go ahead, sir, and I'm going to work on this to keep sure that we keep our connection. So would you go ahead, Shira, and read him?
Sure, of course. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. I feel like there is a connection between you two, and that once she gets over the process of what she's going through, she'll be available. You may want to just, with her, reconnect, just as a friend for now. Just be a friend for now. And I feel like you two have had just a friendship before, and
yeah.
you've had a friendship for a while,
mm-hmm.
and that you two connected. But did somehow or another you two disconnect in some kind of way, that something had happened?
I moved, and she got
married. In the past?
Yeah, I moved, and she got married.
Okay, so you moved. Okay, sure. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely feel there's a reconnection there for sure. There's definitely a reconnection. But as I said, you know, just talk with her, be a friend. If you could be supportive while she's going through what she's going through, she's still connected to you. But at the moment of how she's feeling and all, she may not know it at the moment, but there's definitely a connection there. So I just say go for it. Just be her friend like you've always been, and the rest will happen in time.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Those of you tuning in, we're going and we're reading you as fast as we can, as quick as we can, and loving that we can. And can you help us? Come and tell us what's going on with you right now. I am calling in Jethro, and I really must say I want to get that number from you because I must be getting the wrong one. Yeah, the number is 516-453-6081. Remember, we've been doing this for a long time. For those of you that have been in there, I had someone tell me today they went back and listened to a show that was 7 years ago. Lots going on wild. We've got a few minutes left, and I apologize, 510-436-9644-8307-970-332-707-707-304. All of you that are calling, we're going to have to just catch you next time. Follow the show. We'll get to you when we can. And remember, as Shira and me were talking about, utilize your ability. You know, all of us have different abilities. Those of you who haven't read my new book, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, you can get it on Amazon. Catch that book. It tells you how to sit down and do household items and different things to see and know with your work. It never hurts to do it. And then always we get an outside opinion because when we're reading ourselves, we may not be always biased. I have enjoyed with you. Shira, I'm supposed to ask you a very personal question. Shira, can I ask you, are you married?
Oh, no, I'm not.
We thank you. And Mr. This is the same gentleman. You were chasing my other hostess before. Would you calm down? He keeps calling in and wanting to know if people are. We're not the dating game. We're the psychic. Gone wild. So we love you definitely much, and we want to thank you. So, you know, contact us and do that. One thing I have had the best experience I want to say is you've seen here with the lovely Shira and other friends, we get together and we help individuals. Help us. Make sure you're in the Psychic mm-hmm. Gone Wild room. You know, and those of you who know on Facebook, you can definitely find me under there, or, you know, looking with it, and get with us so that we can get in there and help. We have a lot of friends and camaraderie. Sometimes it's good just to have this outside retrospection. And we are to the last of it. Anything you want to tell any of your fans and people, Shira, that have been listening and waiting and love you dearly?
Yes, definitely. I'm so glad that everyone is here tonight. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. I just love all the questions. And you know what? Just keep it coming. I'm here for everyone, just everyone. And it's really been a blessing. And, you know, I want to continue on being able to give you some knowledge, wisdom, whatever it may be. Keep coming back. Just keep coming back. I'll be here. Thank
you, Shira. And those of you today that got in, we had a little trouble there. Debbie will be back. We have Debbie coming in. We're looking at trying to get her in Saturday. For those of you contacting us, remember to look on your schedule. Make sure you click so you get those links. But she will be on Saturday for your angel readings with Debbie Paul. So, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And I love all of you guys. Stay wild. It is the way to be. And we'll be talking next week with me and Shira again. And make sure you tune into that Thursday night fun with us tonight. Have a good night.